There we go.
All right. Well, I'll just wait just another sec. All right. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Beth Hayden, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Nancy Jetton to this call. Nancy is known as the BioDoc, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her in just a second. I wanted to go over some administrative things before we jump in here. It would be great if you could connect with Nancy on her Facebook page during the call, because that's really the easiest way for us to get the links to your about pages and the folks that she's going to do the makeovers for. And the way to do that is just to go to facebook.com/Nancy Jetton. And Nancy's N-A-N-C-Y, and Jetton is J-U-E-T-T-E-N. So one more time, Jetton is J-U-E-T-T-E-N. And if you can connect with her there on Facebook, so for the folks who are just coming in, we'd like you to get connected with Nancy on Facebook so that we have a little bit of a way for you to really easily get URLs to her so that she can take a look at your live pages and your social media profiles and things like that on this call. So let me do an introduction. Nancy, real quick, are there any other administrative things that I missed?
No, that's good. That's perfect.
Okay. All right, great. So, business bio expert and get known to get paid mentor, Nancy Jetton is a storyteller, engaging workshop leader, and creator of proven road-tested tools that show business owners how to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status. Thousands of coaches, consultants, solopreneurs, speakers, infopreneurs, and aspiring and thriving authors around the world attract clients, speaking gigs, and media attention now as a direct result of lessons that Nancy shares to support their success. Her clients describe her as all of the help and none of the hype, which I just love. One of her clients, who's also one of my favorite bloggers and one of my favorite people in the world, Betsy Gray Talbot of Married with Luggage, said, "Nancy is like self-esteem in a can. She sprays it, and all the fabulous things about you that you had forgotten or didn't think were important are in the air for everyone to see. You feel better, potential clients find you more appealing, and you look and sound like a professional, just like that," which I think is one of the best testimonials I think I've ever heard. So, Nancy, welcome to today's BioDoc is In call. Thank you so much for being here for my tribe. I really appreciate it.
I am honored to be here, and thank you so much. I know you haven't been feeling well, and you have just rallied, and so we have we have hundreds of people that are joining us from all points around the world because your influence is so influential. So thank you so, so much.
Absolutely. I'm delighted to be here and be rallying for you. Thank you.
So this is a different kind of call because I'm not going to be lecturing about all kinds of things y'all need to know, because I'm going to give you access to a fabulous content-rich video in the follow-up email that will let you go deep in terms of learning all the nitty-gritty details about how to make your bio better. What I'm going to do during today's call is I'm actually going to look at your bios when you raise your hand, and I'm going to talk to you about how you can make your story better live and in the moment. One little technical thing I wanted to mention is that the Facebook page that is correct for folks to be chiming in on is my business fan page, and it's Nancy Jetton. It's facebook.com/Nancy Jetton, and you'll see that I posted right at the top here that says, "We will be connecting here at 10 a.m. Pacific time with the wonderful and enthusiastic folks from Beth Hayden's tribe." I want to mention that just out loud because I have several Facebook pages, and I don't want folks to go to some other page and feel like they're all alone. It's, you know, we're all here together. So if you're somewhere else, and I just think that might be Trudy Scott that's having the trouble. I just want you to know you're not at the. There you are. Okay, good. I just want to make sure that Trudy's here. So everybody, Trudy, go over to my fan page instead of Beth's page, and you should be in good shape. Because I know we're going to be talking about your bio today, and I want to make sure that you're in the right place at the right time. So one of the things I know, it's a shiny brand new year, and everybody wants to attract more clients a whole lot faster. And what a lot of folks do, Beth, is that they try to make one bio work for everything that they ever wanted to do. And they wonder why nobody's beating a path to their door.
I do that. I am guilty of that, I will admit.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, author, speaker, coach. Where's the stampede of people that can't wait to buy that? You know?
Yeah.
And I think part of it is that people don't even really have an awareness. They say, oh, I have to get my profile up. I have to let people know what I'm all about. But if you use really generic words and phrases in your bio, it doesn't really make anyone want to jump up out of their chairs and reach to the phone and say, I got to have some of that today. So mm-hmm. what I really want people to have this deep feeling that folks want what you're having and they can't wait to buy it, because that's how we can all be more successful in this shiny, bright new year.
Mm-hmm. The other problem that I see, Nancy, if I can interject for a sec, and because I build WordPress sites for a lot of my clients, and a lot of folks put up an about page when they're in the early stages of putting their website together, and they often throw it together quickly because I'm calling them and saying, we need content, we got to put something up. And they throw something up, you know, a couple paragraphs about themselves, and then they never look at it again. And I will admit I've been guilty of that in my career as well. So I see that people just have something up just to have it, and then they're on to the next thing. Is that a common problem?
Oh, my gosh, it's such a common problem. And so the thing I want everybody to think about, wherever they are in their business, whether you're just getting started, you're going great guns, or you're somewhere in the middle, ask yourself the number one objective that you want to achieve most readily in your business. For most people, they want to attract clients.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine for a moment that you're landing on your own About Me page right this very minute, and you're reading about yourself with fresh eyes. Would you buy what that person is selling?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks, and I'm just going to share with you verbally a couple of the biggest mistakes that people make, because I really want to cover those off. It's failure to acknowledge your audience and be clear about what they want so that you can get what you want. It's if you expect that one-size-fits-all bio to be suitable for a speaker engagement or a media
mm-hmm.
interview or a client attraction opportunity, you're mistaken, because a meeting planner has completely different requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to make everything fit. One-size-fits-all, it's kind of like when you go shopping. You feel frumpy, bumpy, and lumpy if you go to the one-size-fits-all rack, but you feel svelte, fit, and fabulous when you go to the place where everything fits like a glove. And that's really what I want people to do. Alphabet Soup, I was at a live event in San Diego last week, and I picked up somebody's business card, and he had so many initials beside his name, and they weren't immediately recognizable initials like CPA or PhD. They were these really obscure initials that I didn't know what they meant. And I said, what does all this mean? He said, well, that's supposed to be what you're supposed to be asking me so we can have a conversation. And I said, but I'm a pretty smart gal, but I'm feeling rather intimidated by the arrogance of this Alphabet Soup. Can you just cut it to the chase and let me know what you're all about? And it turns out that he was all about hypnotherapy and guiding people to overcome their issues about weight loss and smoking and this sort of thing. I said, I don't care about any of those initials. I care about the results you're going to help me bring about. And if you don't have initials that are going to be meaningful to me, take them out, because it's arrogant, I think, unless you're maybe a professor at some really important university or you're the leading brain surgeon somewhere really important. For the rest of us, I don't think we need to do that. I mean, what do you think when you see lots of initials besides someone's name, Beth?
Most of them I don't recognize. I'm with you. And especially my therapist clients are often guilty of that, where they have a whole string of initials after their name that mean a lot to them and to other therapists, but not necessarily to their clients.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm with you on that one.
So I think the biggest mistake people make is not being clear what action they want the reader to take. And so as we look at websites today and we talk about people's bios, I want to ask everybody, do you want to attract clients? Do you want speaking gigs? Do you want media interviews? Do you want opt-ins to your web page? What do you really want? Because I'm reminded of something rather close to home. My husband is a financial planner, and he's got a pretty good practice, and his coach said to him, what do you really want people to do when they land on your website? And he said, I want them to call me to request a discovery session to see if we're a perfect fit. Call me. And so his coach says, well, why isn't your phone number proudly displayed on your website on the homepage so people can find it and do that thing it is that you want them to do? And it was just one of those, I wish I would have had a V8 kind of moments, because it was hiding in plain sight. He just never thought, what do I want people to do and how easy can I make it for them to take that step? One of my mentors, Alice Cunningham, says, make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer.
Well said.
So let's be clear about making life easier for everyone, your clients, and most importantly for you, the person who wants to grow your business. Another big mistake people make, aside from being boring or boilerplate or blah, 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 is they leave the very good stuff for the very last paragraph, when really the really good stuff needs to be at the very beginning if it's going to be memorable, remarkable, compelling, and exciting. Always lead with the fabulous results first that the client absolutely wants, and then go about talking about why you're the best available athlete to deliver the magic. Because when they know that they've landed in the right place to get that pain eased, and you've languaged it in such a way that they feel great about taking another card, when they read about you, there's that wow moment where they say, Beth Hayden is the Pinterest expert I've been looking for to help me make money through Pinterest and everything else that I'm here to do. I'm here at the right place, and I can't wait to play. Make sense?
Absolutely.
So what I'd love to do, if folks are feeling super duper excited about the prospect of being made over, is I'd like to explain how you can raise your hand. If you would like me to take a look at your bio or homepage online right now, and you're on the call with the telephone, you can hit on your telephone, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, and I will make an attempt to call on you to see if I can help you. And so there is somebody calling in from Escondido, California, and I'm going to call on you. The phone starts with 7. Oh, my goodness, look at all these people that are asking for help. Just so you know, folks, I'm going to be here for 2 hours, and even while I'm talking to Mary Jane or Bob, there's going to be parallel lessons that you can learn from the stories that I showcase for them, and we'll try to get to as many folks as we possibly can during the call. And just enjoy as you move along. So I'm just going to call on you in Escondido. Can you say hello? You're now unmuted. Escondido, California, area code 760. Would you like to say hello? I guess we'll call on someone else. You snooze, you lose. How about someone named Joseph Levy? Are you on the call?
Yes.
How do you do? Say your name.
My name is actually Lisa McVicker.
Okay. Joseph, where can we find you online?
So it's prosperymedia.org.
Can you spell that?
P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, media, M-E-D-I-A, .org.
Okay. Prosperitymedia.org. I am going there now.
Yeah, I'm actually just getting started with a website, so it's not all it has is an about page right now and a landing page.
Okay, well, that's great. Just like a regular customer that might be landing here, I'm experiencing this site for the very first time, and so I'm just going to take in a big, deep breath and see what I see. And it says, experience the magic of media to expand your reach and increase your income. I love this headline because it speaks to the ultimate result or the benefit that a reader or a viewer might be excited to achieve with your help. So that's a good start.
Great.
It says, welcome to Prosperity Media. Thank you for understanding while our site is under construction. If you love your work and are giving your deepest gift but not enjoying the level of prosperity you dream of, please contact me. We can co-create a plan for your success through following our intuition and using media, audio and video, to reach out to people around the world who want to experience your gifts. Okay.
And then if you actually go to the right-hand corner and click on contact,
okay,
that's more up at the upper right. That's more of my bio.
Well, I will take a look at that, and I also want to comment on your homepage because
there's a couple
of things that will be helpful to you and also helpful to everyone else.
Great.
You know, there are a lot of folks in some stage of launch of their business or reinvention, intervention, conventioning that they're doing, and so it's great to be starting something new, and congratulations. I'm not a big fan of saying thank you for your understanding while our site is under construction because it pretty much invites people to go somewhere else as soon as possible. What I would rather have there is to have that excluded. And then I would love for there to be an opt-in box right there that says, if you've been trying to figure out how to get your gifts seen, heard, and celebrated in the world and need to know how, click here to get my special report to show you the way. Because when people opt in to get that, they're raising their hand that they're interested in that outcome, and you're starting to grow your list even while you're building out your site. And then when the site is live and fully built out, maybe there would be hundreds and hundreds of people that you could reach out to later and say, thanks for being an early fan of Prosperity Media. We're live and ready to rock now, and we invite you to take a look at some of our special events and programs and other things we have in place to help you reach out to people around the world who want to experience your gifts.
Great.
That would make it work for you harder, faster. So take away that under construction because it doesn't actually make us want to rush in and buy it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Another thing I'm noticing, you know, you read a lot about naming and claiming your profitable six-figure niche audience. And so right now your niche audience isn't particularly well articulated. If you love your work and are giving your deepest gift but not enjoying the level of prosperity you dream of, you should get in touch with me. Well, what I'm interested in knowing, and maybe this is still some work in progress, but are they men business owners? Are they women business owners? Are they people of a certain age? Are they conscious business owners? Are they spiritual business owners? Are they healers and coaches and other kinds of people? Who are these people? Because if you don't know that we belong, we're not going to feel particularly welcome. And those of you who say, I work with everybody and I can't wait to be of service, sometimes you end up being very alone in your room. So I'm going to click over to the Contact Us page to see what I can learn there. I've got your name, you're a media intuitive. Now, that's really interesting, and I don't really know what that is. Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. I tried to say that in that, you know, that first landing page, but basically I'm committed to following the leads of our intuition, both myself and my client, as we're working, as opposed to, you know, just a kind of a more straightforward logical approach, but really looking inside and seeing where the energy is and following that as being truth.
Oh, how interesting. Okay.
And just one more word about that, you know, in terms of media, a lot of people have, you know, if I were going to expand and write a little paragraph about it, a lot of people have preconceived notions. I need a video for my site. I need audio for my site. But most of my clients come to me and think they need to do something, and we end up doing something very different because what they're passionate about is where they, you know, is where I believe they should move forward. So I try to work with that kind of inner passion and calling.
Oh, that's so interesting. So I will say that it is a new term that's unfamiliar to me, and it begs an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
So what the heck is a media intuitive, and why does it matter to you? I mean, that may not be your particular languaging, but
it is. I created that title. So I agree. I should have a word about what that is. You know, just a couple of sentences, of course.
What is it, and why does it matter, and how is it going to pack a punch for the results that your ideal client wants as soon as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Because what clients buy are the results. So we read here that your background in mainstream film and television includes experience producing, writing, and directing at a PBS station, serving on a variety of other major films, commercials for big-name companies like Walmart, Enterprise Rent-A-Car and Missouna Sportswear. For the last 7 years, she's been working with individuals and nonprofit organizations to support people who are making a difference in the world through sharing videos, developing online classes, and launching 2 internet radio shows. She's committed to listening to the guidance of intuition to determine the right next steps to help you achieve your highest aspirations and deepest calling. So I love the big mission that you're going to the mountaintop to try to achieve. And what clients buy is results. So when you say for the last 7 years, you're always going to have to update that for the last 8 years, for the last 9 years, for the last 10 years. So for your ease, you might say since 2005,
uh-huh.
And you'll never have to update that again.
Sure.
But I would move the second paragraph to the first paragraph because you bury the lead a little bit. For the last 7 years, this is where you've been playing.
That's great.
And I would love to know some of the stunning results that you've brought about for your clients, and if you have some wonderful comments from clients that say, because of Lisa McVicker's remarkable and uncanny combination of skills from being
mm-hmm.
a media wizard and someone who's intuitively gifted at knowing the right way to move forward, my company has been seen and celebrated in major media and has attracted sales beyond my wildest imagination, and I never would have thought it possible had she not given me the wink and the grin to make it possible. Something like that.
Right, I gotcha.
You want some proof. So the 4 things I'm looking for is, you know, stunning results,
mm-hmm.
A story that takes me down the path of how you came to do this work, social information to help people know, like, and trust you, which you've offered some important companies and credibility there. And then I'm looking for some kind of a call to action. So what's not clear to me, and this is something that may be still brewing in your mind since it's a new business, is people want to know how they can play. So invariably someone's going to say, well, how can I engage with you?
Mm-hmm.
What products or services or programs do you offer? So that I can read more about them and know it's the right thing for me. And none of that's currently available.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a missing piece that should be added.
Mm-hmm.
Because without that, we don't know what we're buying. And that means that we're going to go somewhere else where it's more clear.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was, I mean, I really put it up as a placeholder. And I think, like you were saying earlier, Beth, you know, I did this a year ago, meaning to get back and really expand it. And, you know, I've got a great word of mouth business. And, you know, it doesn't make sense that I'm doing things online, but don't have my own presence out there. But, you know, it's like I keep being busy and not getting to this. And so I've made a real firm intention to, you know, get my own site together.
Well, and one thing else I might mention is when you do advance in this way, people always want to know who the name, they want to see the face of the person who's on the door.
Right.
And you've got this beautiful organic image on the screen, but we want to see you.
Sure.
And if you've won any Emmy Awards or wonderful, you know, if you've got logos for some of these big companies that you've worked for, it just is visually very compelling.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that might require some explanation is if you've worked for Walmart and some of these big, huge companies, and now you've shifted towards these more conscious businesses,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's drawing you forward intuitively or otherwise to make your impact in this way? That would be something to consider. I think people would find that pretty compelling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about all we can do in the short little visit that we have.
Sure.
But hopefully there's enough takeaway points for you to take some inspired action and for everybody who's in a similar boat to do the same kind of thing.
That's great. Thank you.
Does that feel good? All right. Now, earlier today, I heard from the wonderful and spectacular Trudy Scott. And Trudy, I see you're on the Facebook page, and I want to know if you're calling in on the web or if you are live on the call. So I'm not exactly sure how to find that out, but I do want to help you with your story because you, oh my goodness, we have so many people here. It's very great. So I'll tell you a little bit about Trudy, and hopefully she'll find a way to express herself while we're here on the call because she's really doing great things in the world, and I think that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Just bear with me for a second. I'm on the Facebook page. And Beth, if you're there, oh, here it says, Trudy Scott says, thank you for your very valuable comments on my short bio, which is posted here. And so everyone who wants to come on along, it's everywomanover29.com/about-html. I had the good fortune to see Trudy's bio earlier today, and I wasn't really sure what her primary objective was. And I always want folks to tell me what their primary objective was, because earlier in the call I said one size bio doesn't suit all situations, so let's try not to make it force fit. So when she first approached me, she said that Trudy is a food mood expert and nutritionist, speaker, and author of a book called The Anti-Anxiety Food Solution, How the Foods You Eat Can Help You Calm Your Anxious Mind, Improve Your Mood, and End Cravings. She has a thriving nutrition practice in Northern California with a focus on food, mood, and women's health. Trudy educates women about the amazing healing powers of food and nutrients and helps them find natural solutions for anxiety and other mood problems. Trudy lectures extensively both at live events and via teleseminar. She's past president of the National Association of Nutrition Professionals and is a member of the Alliance of Addiction Solutions and Anxiety and Depression Association of America. She publishes a newsletter entitled Food, Move, and Gal Stuff, where you can get it over at these two sites. She says, you can be your healthiest, look your best, and feel on top of the world emotionally. She lives in Northern California with her wonderful husband, and they enjoy windsurfing, mountain biking, and skiing. So this is one of those one-size-fits-all bios that says that she's essentially an author, speaker, coach, and has ways for you to learn more about her. And I think it's okay, but with a couple of sassy little word revisions, I made it a whole lot better in short order, and I just want to read the revision to you, and I want to tell you why I think it's better, and I hope, Trudy, you can agree, or you agree, or if you want to chime in on the Facebook page and tell me what you think, it would be great for me to be able to engage in dialogue with you. But I wrote here, food mood expert Trudy Scott is a nutritionist on a mission to educate and empower women worldwide about the healing powers of food and find natural solutions for anxiety and other mood problems. She lectures at live events and via teleseminar to guide audience members to be their healthiest, look their best, and feel on top of the world emotionally. Since 2000 and whatever year, she has served as a catalyst for health transformation for thousands of women. Formerly uptight, anxious, and frustrated women are now loving their lives and fueling their best possible contributions with better food to enhance their mood. The author of The Anti-Anxiety Food Solution, Trudy works with clients one-on-one and in groups to bring about life-enhancing transformations that start with the right food choices. And then I suggested to her that she should indicate the one action she wants her people to take a step closer towards her objective. That could be either to request a consultation, to opt in to get a special report that will help them diagnose their own food and mood issues, or something more. What's cool about this slight edit that I made for Trudy's already solid bio is that we're leading with the first three words before your name, food mood expert Trudy Scott. If you did a press release over the newswire and you sent it out all across the world, folks that were looking for food mood expert, even without your name, would probably be quickly directed to you because the search engines are very friendly to those first few words in front of your name. What I've done is also lead with who you serve, and it's not just a local audience, but it's a worldwide audience. I've added how long you've been at it, and I've put some language around the transformation that you provide. Formerly uptight, anxious, and frustrated women are now loving their lives and fueling their best possible contributions with better food, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's just juicier and more client attracting, and the fact that we're indicating how you work with people one-on-one or in groups, it lets people know that there's that perfect fit solution available to them, so no matter their preference or budget, that they can find the perfect fit so that they can feel even happier having crossed your paths and made the wise decision to invest with you. So Trudy, I'm just curious, I'm just going over to Facebook to see if you have a comment, if you want to tell us how that feels to you, or Beth, yes, what you think.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. And Trudy is on the call. I did ask whether she's on the web or the phone, and I haven't heard back from her yet. So, Trudy, if you're listening, tell me via the Facebook page which one you're doing. And I think it might help to have your area code as well.
Well, she writes on Facebook, I absolutely love the revision, Nancy Jutton, with L-O-V-E in capital letters. Isn't it amazing what kind of a transformation can happen when you're just clear about your objective and you make the words thing to meet that objective. So, Beth, any observations you want to make before we go on to the next caller?
No, I certainly don't. I'm learning a lot myself here. I think it's fantastic, and you're very clear about what needs to be included. So it's great.
Very good.
Thank you. Please, please carry on.
Okay, good. Well, who's my next victim? Who's my next patient? We have a lot of folks asking for the opportunity to chime in, and so I am just looking here to see who we're going to call on next, and I am just going to call on someone in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and the name in the box says Lonnie B. So I'm unmuting you now, Lonnie B. Would you like to say hello?
Hi, this is actually Mary. I don't know how Lonnie got on there. That's my husband.
Oh, well, who knows how it happens, but I'm so glad you were the one that I was unmuting.
Yes.
So where shall we go to learn more about you?
I posted it on your Facebook page. I'm at betterlifetransitions.com.
Okay. BETTER. The reason I'm asking you for this is there are a whole lot of comments on the Facebook page, and it's just a little faster. But the nice thing for everyone who's also on the call is that they can go check you out too. And that's one of the really neat things about these calls, though, by the way, is that wouldn't it be great if somebody learned about you during this call and found out that you were exactly what they were looking for and they beat it a path to your door today? Wouldn't that just be a fabulous outcome?
Absolutely.
So it says betterlifetransitions.com. I am now going there. And if y'all have comments to share, or if it's going well for you on the Facebook page, or you're loving it, or you have a suggestion, or you want to say anything at all, just go ahead and chime in there. And Beth, if you could be monitoring those comments, that would be super duper helpful.
Absolutely. And everybody, the Facebook page you want to be on is facebook.com/ Nancy Jutton. That's where the fun conversation is. She had a little update that says we'll be connecting here at 10 a.m. PST with the enthusiastic folks from Beth Hayden's tribe. And if you look at the comments underneath that post, that's where we are, and that's where you can join us.
All right. So your first name again?
Mary.
Mary.
Yes.
So, brightening lives and discovering potential. So how's your business going? Are you booked solid?
No. I actually just opened my practice, and I'm in a really small town, so it's hard to get exposure, and I just want to make my website better and make it work for me.
Okay. So just by the name, what I'm doing is I'm visiting like a new person would visit for the very first time, just to take a nice first impression what it is that the business is all about. So just by the name of it, it suggests to me that people that make transitions can make better ones if you are their guide. Is that right?
Yes.
And so you are a marriage and family therapist.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you've got a bright sunshine and a beautiful, vibrant, electric blue scarf, you're certainly the walking, talking example of what optimism looks like, so that's a good thing. And the imagery across the top of your website is inviting, so that's good. So now I'm just going to take a moment to breathe and read this. So take a moment here, everybody. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay. Well, a big concept I want everybody to get while they're here is, generally speaking, people want to know the who, the how, and the wow. Who is this for? How can they benefit? And where's the wow for them when they play with you?
Okay.
So one of the things that's missing right out of the box is that you could say something, and again, I'm just meeting you for the first time, and it's a coaching and creating in the moment, but if constant change in your life is getting the better of you and you want everything else to be better, as soon as possible. Here is help. Help is close at hand. Because we've identified that you're dealing with people that are sick and tired of transition and want
right.
to deal with it better. And so I'm looking for, your mission is to brighten lives and discover potential, but the problem you solve is helping people to transition better so that they can get on with the lives they love as soon as possible, with better coping strategies to navigate whatever's in their path. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So why not say that?
That makes perfect sense.
The who.
Yeah.
That's the who. You know,
okay.
And you, I'm guessing, are someone who has walked her own talk, having made many transitions in your own life, and lived to tell the tale and create the perfect life that feels balanced and serene and terrific, right?
You are correct, yes.
Which is why people can trust you to guide them from their chaos, drama, trauma, and discontent to a transformation that they really want and they wish they could have it yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you have evidence-based approaches, family therapy. So what is not said, it says here you specialize in family issues and have experience with these kinds of things, lots of things. You work with individuals, marriages. You work with everybody, adult, every age and stage. And I'm just asking you, is that really where the joy is for you and where the juice is? Because if you say you do it all, sometimes you don't get enough.
Right. That actually makes sense. But as a marriage and family therapist, I work with the relationship between people, not just people. So, you know, I work from a family systems approach. So it really
okay.
is that way. You know, it's easier for me to work with a lot of people than it is just, you know, individuals.
Okay. So then I know with therapy there are confidentiality issues and people are not likely to share testimonials
right.
about what happened for them. But
right.
if you are able to anecdotally share that something like, what lights me up about this work is having the privileged and safe occasion to guide people from X to Y and to have them create some level of resolution that makes their life better. Whether they are dealing with X, Y, or Z lovingly and caring and in a nurturing manner or whatever your particular style is, I will, hold the space for folks to realize that result and have those problems in the rearview mirror. Because people don't want to be struggling indefinitely. They want to know, a lot of people want to know in weeks, not months, or months, not years, or some kind of time factor that I don't have to be suffering from this forever. And can you help
okay.
me?
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Let's see. So, stunning results. Do you have a particular philosophy that could be summed up in a few lines of text that would make people fall in love with you?
Well, I have a philosophy. I put it on my about page, which
okay,
is...
Okay, well, let's go there and see.
At the end of my list of links.
Okay, so... Also, with your navigation, it's good to put things in the order of what you want people to do.
Okay.
You've got the home page. Your about is the very last thing, and if you're the company, why is it the last thing? What if it says hire Mary or about Mary?
Sorry.
You know who?
Oh, okay.
You know, because what you want them to do is hire you.
Right.
Support systems, experiential, education, internships. This is a little bit okay. It's sort of boring. It's okay, but it could be better. What I'm looking for is some kind of level of enthusiasm or passion statement that guided
okay.
you to this, because people want to know that you're doing this not just for food, clothing, and shelter, but because it's the mountaintop on the you're on the top of the mountaintop with your bugle to make your impact and have your legacy alive today, having touched powerful lives and created, helped families create bridges to understanding and to know that life for a lot of people is a whole lot better because you came into theirs.
Okay.
That's a nice little outcome.
Yeah.
I also want to go back to the homepage where somewhere in here you say, and this is a touchy thing, and I'm just going to say it out loud because one of my other clients had the same issue. She did say that she had a sliding scale to deal with people because she didn't want dollars not to be a barrier.
Okay.
But she wasn't making a very good living, and she was really frustrated.
Okay.
And I told her to take a lesson from cosmetic dentists. Cosmetic dentists are extraordinary marketers, and they don't necessarily want to deal with insurance reimbursements. They want people to, who can smile brightly and have confidence, who are willing to invest wisely to get that cosmetic transformation and are prepared to just say yes to themselves, perhaps for the first time in their lives, so future doors can open with pride and grace and all of that. So, you know, if you want to make money, even if you're in a small town, don't lead with the whole sliding scale thing, because it'll bring the people who can't pay instead of bringing people who are really committed to making a change.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Yeah, that makes good sense as well.
And when people are ready to seek out therapy or coaching or whatever the case may be, you know, I don't remember which human potential expert it was, but he said, you're either 100% committed to making it happen or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And if your ideal client, I mean, how powerful would it be if you said something like, my ideal client is someone who is at that place in their life where it's essential to gain better coping strategies to make better transitions, and they're ready to receive and act on real help.
Yeah.
Because for you, you want to see the transformation. If someone's sort of mushy in their commitment, you're not going to be as satisfied about the impact you make. So why not ask for that really committed, happy client who's at that now or never place where I cannot deal with this another moment. My life has to be better, and you are the conduit to make that possible, and I'm 100% committed to making it so, and I'm ready to invest wisely to get the benefits so I can move on and have the life I've dreamed of.
Absolutely.
So try to put a little more of that in this, and I think you'll find that you'll be better off.
I agree. Thank you very much.
So thank you.
Nancy, can I interject real
Absolutely,
quick here?
Absolutely, yes.
I've had a couple requests on the Facebook page to be repeating the pages that we're working on. So I just want to tell everybody right now we're working with Mary Bowles at betterlifetransitions.com. So it's betterlifetransitions with an S.com.
And if you are on the Facebook page and you need to make a better transition because Mary is there to help you do it, now you know where you can go to call her. And maybe you two can have a really great conversation and start a relationship that will start working out for both of you. Wouldn't that just be the greatest thing since sliced bread? I would just love that. So way to go, Mary. Thanks for stepping up. Maybe I should move over to the webcast so folks feel seen, heard, and celebrated on the webcast. Is there anyone? I'm going over to the Q&A, and it says incoming in approved mode. And so I'm just going to see. I'm just seeing Mary, we just talked to you. Very good. Okay. Hopefully, Diane Gray, you can hear us. She's telling us that the audio is cutting in and out. And yes, yes, Diane, we will be able to share the download later if you're having technical issues or anyone is. Let's see. We just talked to Mary. I'm just clicking here to see. Someone named Charlotte is offering an email address instead of a web address, so I'm not able to help you with that. I'm getting a lot of Okay. I'm just going to go back over to the phone because it's a little bit easier. Someone's not hearing slides or hearing audio, and don't dismay. You will get the audio after the fact, and I don't know why that is. So I'm now going to go to organizing. I'm going to a site from Eve Irish, and I'm going to pull it up now. And Eve Irish, I don't know if you're on the webcast. You are on the webcast, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to speak with you, but I am going to go to your site right now and see what it's all about. Professional Organizing by Eve Irish. Organize and simplify your life.
Nancy, can you give us a web address on that one?
Yes, it's organizing by yve.com. Organizing, and I think what I'll do is I'll just cut and paste it and put it into the into the forum on the Facebook page so everybody can see it. She says, welcome to your first step to a clutter-free and organized way of living. If you've been searching for a compassionate, non-judgmental, and caring professional organizer in Rochester, New York, then look no further. Are you feeling overwhelmed and frustrated by the clutter in your home, looking for a way to reduce stress in your life, and longing to create more time in your already jam-packed schedule? Are you remodeling and the house is turned upside down? If you're sick and tired of feeling overwhelmed, I'd love to help. Just send me a note or call and let me know about your concerns. It's free advice that could change your life. Wow, I'm invited. I'm excited. And way to, you know, it's like talk about naming and claiming the pain. You pretty much nailed it right there. It does give me an opportunity to read more, so I'm going to follow along the yellow brick road to see what else is there. Wishing you could finally make sense of the clutter. If you're longing for less stress and a more organized way of living, you've come to the right place. You too can create the home you've always envisioned by letting go of the clutter once and for all. Call today with any questions you may have and take the first step towards more organized, functional space and a more peaceful and clutter-free life. I love how direct this is, how you're inviting people to call, and the email is there, so no matter how I want to call, it's easy for me to do it. The one question I have is how folks can play, because it sounds like you're going to have a chat, but you haven't really indicated here the range of services and it's on the website. It says services, but the way it's languaged, it sounds like you're just there to give free advice. And I'm a little worried that you're going to get a lot of tire kickers that are going to ask for free advice who aren't qualified to invest wisely to benefit from your able talent and skill. And so I would love to know more about that. So I'm going over to the services, and I see there's organizing services and different steps you can take. And there's a consultation, there's organizing, there's removing unwanted items, there's maintenance. There's all kinds of things that you do, and all that's really great. One of the things that I like to say, and not everybody agrees with me, but dare to discuss the dollars. Dare to be transparent or give people an indication of what's involved. Because if people need all of that, but they don't have any money, and they call to take your time, and then they reveal that they don't have any money, that hasn't been a fair exchange of energy. So, why not say something about whether you have $100 to spend or a whole lot more, there's something perfect for your budget to solve the problem that's giving you the greatest discomfort. At the very least, you're letting people know that you charge for your services and expect to be paid a fair value for what the transformation is that you provide. Do you ever run into people, Beth, in your work that have a lot of tire kickers wasting their time? Does it ever happen to you also?
I do, and I'm trying to figure out how to work with that problem, actually, and I think you just solved it for me. So thank you.
Don't dare to discuss the dollars.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I find to be particularly helpful in my own business is sort of with a nod to Goldilocks. This one was too hot. This one was too cold. This one was just right. People know that they need to solve the problem that you're on earth to solve. Now we're just negotiating on the price. And philosophically, there are people in the world that always want to go top drawer. They're going to go buy the the brand new Mercedes with every bell and whistle, because they are just brand new Mercedes kind of people, and they happily invest wisely to get the very best that the marketplace has to offer. On the other hand, there's a whole lot of folks that are trying to get the very best value for the least amount of money, and those folks know who they are. And then there's folks in the middle who know they need that, and they're ready to invest wisely. And when they exclude the extremes, they land right in the middle, and they feel like they got the very best value. So what about creating a Goldilocks model where people can find their perfect fit and easily say yes without having to feel demystified about what they're going to be paying or uncomfortable? Going back to my other comment earlier, is if you make it easy to own, buy, and refer, everything gets a lot easier. And that's, again, a nod to my friend Alice Cunningham of Olympic Hot Tub Company, who is running a $10 million hot tub company, and the advice that she gives us is, you know, based in experience and fact. So then when I go over to this site to read more about her, the person at Professional Organizing by Eve Irish, she's got a passion for organizing for as long as she can remember, starting from a young age. She has helped friends and family ever since taking her skills to a professional level in 2006. It's been her greatest pleasure to help clients make positive changes in their lives. I will make every effort to reduce stress and anxiety by taking a gentle, non-judgmental, and fun approach to the organizing process. While I'm dedicated to helping my clients clear their physical clutter, I'm also passionate about teaching new skills to maintain your newly organized spaces. Okay, I'm going to be a grammarian here for a moment, and a lot of people do this. You switch from the first person to the third person throughout, and I want you to stay consistent all the way through. Like you're either being third person consistently all the way or first person all the way, but don't blend them both in the same story, because it's going to be clunky for the grammarians on earth who are reading this, and I happen to be one of them.
Nancy, can I interject for a sec? We have a couple
people asking again
for the domain name, and this is a tricky one. So it's Organizing By, and the woman's first name, I have no idea how to pronounce it, but it's Y-V-E. So it's like the word Eve, the name Eve with a Y at the beginning. So her name is Y-V-E. It's Organizing By, Y-V-E.com. Thanks, everybody.
Great. And here's something that I would love to see, and I see that you have a testimonials. Here it says, contact Eve for your free consultation. It might be fun, Eve, if you gave your consultation a name. Nancy Marmolejo of Viva Visibility used to have something called a Quantum Leap Quarter Hour consultation, where it suggested what was going to happen in a quarter hour and that you could go and call and get that. When you say free consultation, it's so generic. So maybe there's a way you can call it your clutter-free jumpstart call or something like that. Speak to the outcome that happens during the consultation so people can't wait to go get it. If you're a heat-seeking missile for pain, people are going to come on over and get the solution, because my good friend Henry DeVries used to say, painkillers sell a lot better than vitamins. A free consultation isn't anywhere near as juicy as a Quantum Leap quarter hour, don't you think? So I want to just go over to your testimonials and see what I have to see there. It's just taking a moment to load, so thank you. Okay, I'm going to make a just general comment about what you see on the client testimonials. Client testimonials is very generic, but you could say clients rave, clients' lives are changed for the better with Eve as their guide. Some kind of a more compelling way to describe it, because we've already clicked on testimonials and we know that's what's coming, but let's at least say something yummy about what's there. And as I'm just scanning this page, Eve, I see lots and lots of words. They're very small, and no particular headline pops out that makes me just intoxicated about reading all that detail. And I tell you that because in today's ADD world, a lot of folks are text averse. They just want to get a quick headline and move on. So what you might do is pull a sassy soundbite out of your best testimonials and have those testimonials headlines bigger and bolder so a skimmer could just quickly get the meat of the matter, and if they loved what the headline said, they would read the detail. So those are just a few suggestions to help Professional Organizing by Eve Irish even more successful than it already is, and I hope Eve, you are happy about that. And if anyone's got any comments to share on the Facebook page, I would love to hear from you. And so now what I'm going to do, since we've been talking for about an hour, I just wanted just to, you know, chime in with just I'm going to interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for just a little suggestion or just something that people always want to know. Is that okay, Beth? Beth, are you there? I lost Beth.
Oh, sorry. No, I had muted myself, Nancy. I'm still here.
And
that's absolutely fine.
So,
please,
you know, Beth, people say to me, how did you become the bio doc? And is that all you do, or is there a whole lot more coming? And what I figured out is that I've been a publicist for many years, and I've been helping people to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their winning ways since 2001. And what I figured out is that a lot of folks are still attending the Reinvention Intervention Convention, and they need some help figuring out who they are and who they serve and why it matters so that they can be relevant in today's marketplace. And so I really love helping people to get that figured out, because what I found is that once people stand in and on who they're here to serve and what they're all about, they feel so confident, and they invariably want to learn how to broadcast their brilliance to more of the right people so that they can actually bring some traffic to their website and some speaking engagements to their calendar and some media interviews that will bring them around the world in one press release or one important media placement. And then what I found out is that people want to not only get known, but they want to get paid. So if you're just meeting me for the first time, I want you to know that the bio expertise is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of how I help people. It's bios and far beyond. So if you're still at that front door place where you need to get the bio figured out, I'm the gal that can help you do it. But once you figure that out, if you want to broadcast your brilliance or get known to get paid, I offer programs to help you get those objectives achieved as well. So I'm glad we're making our acquaintance. So that is my little commercial. Who else would like to be helped today? I am looking to see who wants to be helped, and I see somebody named Forrest Blair from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm going to call on you now. Your area code is 505. Can you say hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
I'm a jewelry designer, and my website is ninaforrest.com, ninaforrest.com, and I have an about page. And
you spelled your name very quickly. So is it forrester?
No, just ninaf is in Frank, orrest, forest, like trees.
Oh, okay, forest. Did you say F as in Frank, O-R-R-E-S-T?
F as in Frank.
Okay, got it. And is it .com?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going there now, ninaforrest.com. And I will just do a little cut and paste to put it in the Facebook window so folks who are following us there can see
Nancy,
that.
Nancy, I've already got it. Actually, I've already got it, Nancy, so don't worry about it.
You're my hero. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Nina. Is it spelled, is that how I say it, Nina?
Yes, yes.
Okay, jewelry for a colorful life. What is your primary objective?
Well, if you read my about page, hopefully I state that up front, but my primary objective is to get people to look at the jewelry and buy it.
Okay. All right. I was assuming that, but I wanted to get it on the record. I'm there for the first time, and I see that the jewelry is distinctive and artistic and a little bit vintage and artisan made. And this is an interesting thing. I haven't seen this done before. Join our mailing list. Sign up for 15% off your next purchase. That's fairly intoxicating. Do you find that a lot of folks do that?
Well, I just changed it to that offer. I just used to have just sign up for my mailing list. So, and I'm just in the process of trying to get traffic to my website. So I can't answer that. I don't have enough traffic yet of people that have signed up.
Is this a new business?
Well, it's new to the web. It's not a new business. I did, local craft shows and things. So the web is new.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
you. I'm going to go to your about page now, and there you are. I'm just going to read this for a moment.
While Nancy's reading, I'll repeat the domain name. It's ninaforest.com, and forest has two R's. So it's ninaforrest.com.
So I have a suggestion already for your website. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about burying the lead and leaving the best stuff for last. I always like the stories about us to be first inviting to the person who's reading about us. And so as I scroll to the third paragraph, it says, I began Nina Forest Jewelry Designs in the Southwest in 2005. I was inspired by visiting the many bead stores in the area. Many times I'd go in and walk around for hours and be mesmerized by the color, shapes, and materials, and I'd return home energized and read all the books I could find on jewelry making. That led to me taking basic lessons from jewelers, and finally I bought some jewelry making equipment and started designing. One piece at a time, driven by craving for color, quality design, and the strong desire to provide women with jewelry with a fresh perspective, I created my collection. And with each day, as the sun rises over the New Mexico mountains, I continue to be inspired to create one-of-a-kind designs for women like myself who want the journey through life boldly and colorfully. That's beautiful. So I want the third paragraph and the last paragraph to be first.
Uh-huh.
Because that's all about who you're, you know, why did you start this and what are you passionate about, and you love it, and we fall in love with you right away. But the second paragraph, which is all about kind of your long and windy journey,
yeah,
that's more about you. So mm-hmm. put that underneath the rest of it.
Okay, like who cares?
Well, in a way, I mean, we think you're fabulous. But remember what your goal is. Is for people to say, I can't wait to have a Nina Forest design around my neck.
Right,
and I'm guessing that you have clients that have worked with you in the past who love the designs and consider them part of their signature look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I'm looking for is, you know, it would be super cool if there were celebrities walking the red carpet or going on the Good Morning Show or the Today Show wearing your designs. If people were, you know, contactanycelebrity.com is a site where you can actually contact any celebrity, and if there are people you see in People magazine that should be wearing your jewelry, you can reach out to them at contactanycelebrity.com and find a way to get your jewelry around their neck so that they can be a walking, talking billboard for your beautiful designs so that they can beat a path to your door. It would require a little bit of an investment on your part to gift some of your jewelry to influential people, but it could certainly pay off.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. Just tell me, is the very first paragraph out of place?
I'm just going back there. Welcome to my website is sort of one of those throwaway sentences that doesn't really help us at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're already there.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Don't you think?
Yes.
And so in the About page, since we clicked on About, we don't need to restate About right underneath it. So why don't we put a headline there that says something like, Nina Forest on a mission to adorn earlobes and stately necklines for fashion-savvy women around the globe.
Okay.
Then we know that you're on a mission worth fighting for and that the people you're here to serve are artistic, fashion-savvy folks who happily invest modestly to look like rock stars or
Great.
Something like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Because you're not Tiffany. I mean, you've got gorgeous gifts for $50 or less. This is
well,
not...
That has to be removed because that was for Christmas, but I am focusing on higher-end things, so...
Well, then let's focus on it.
Right,
you know,
that probably is not a good thing.
If you've got something that says $50 or less and you want to focus on the higher-end thing, let's mm-hmm. make sure we identify, you know, fashion-forward women who appreciate distinctive, one-of-a-kind signature pieces. Turn... again and again to Nina Forest Jewelry Designs for looks they can't find anywhere else.
Terrific.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's for on the fly, It's better than good. It's wonderful. That's why you do what you do, and that's why I make jewelry.
Yeah, and so when people want to buy it, ideally you want them to just click on the earring of their choice and make the online purchase right then and there. Is that what you want them to do?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Boy, everybody, these things are very beautiful. I just happen to be looking. And you have a blog, so I'm going to just see. The Vintage Jewelry Design Inspiration. Doesn't seem like the blog is super active.
No, I'm...
So here's a fun thing to create some engagement. What if you're a Nina Forrest jewelry customer and you invite everyone who loves your work to take their picture wherever they travel in the world and tell a story about how that signature look made the difference for their job interview, their finding the mate that they wanted to date forever, or how it opened the door to some fabulous conversation that led to some wonderful opportunity, or even just the most magnificent compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Cunningham of Olympic Hot Tub Company has people talk about their hot tub stories and send in pictures, you know, hot tubbing for Christmas, hot tubbing for Christmas. You know, she has people send in pictures, and it creates a level of engagement that creates a brand halo that people are just so proud to be doing business with her. So you want people to feel so proud that they would, you know, I think she had somebody, she has these little Olympic hot tub yellow duckies.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, take pictures of your yellow duckies wherever you travel in the world and send your picture back to us, and we'll showcase it at our blog at hottubbliss.com.
Oh, fantastic.
So if people are traveling Arizona, New York, wherever they're going, and they take pictures of themselves in the most beautiful, upscale, fantastic restaurants and hotels and places, and Nina Forrest Jewelry was there, that starts to put a halo around your brand. That could be pretty good.
Wonderful.
So I'm just going to go back to your website, the homepage again, and I'm just going to make one other little suggestion that is something I would really like to hear what Beth has to say about. You know, I'm really clear that we need to be crystal clear about what we want the people to do when they land on our site. So my point of view is that your join our mailing list thing is buried, so nobody's going to find it, and I would like it to be more prominent so that people can actually see it as a great thing, because the more people that join your list, and I don't really necessarily want people, nobody wants to join a list. Would you love Nina Forrest Designs at 15% off your first purchase? Sign up. Reverse the order.
And funny you mention it, because I'm in the process of getting the programmer to move it to the top.
Yeah, and make it prettier, because your whole thing is pretty, and those buttons look kind of functional.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the thing where Beth may not agree with me, and that's why I want to ask her opinion. But I want people to join your list, and the reason I want people to join your list is they may not be ready to buy today, but over a period of time, as they get familiar with your work and see how beautiful everything is, when the timing and opportunity are right, you can send an email to those people at important gift-giving occasions like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, et cetera, and you have control over those email addresses, and you can watch them grow, and as you send out emails to people who are already fans and you ask for referrals, all of a sudden your list can exponentiate, and you can have even more people fall in love with your designs. So I want you to get people on the list. So when they get on the list and they say, and they get a message that says, thanks for making the wise choice to save big money on stylish, fashionable, distinctive designs that will make you and the ones you love feel glad that we met, that's where I want you to tell them that you can connect with them elsewhere on LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, etc. Because if you give them multiple choices of what they can sign up for, maybe they'll do the other thing instead of the thing you most want them to do.
Gotcha.
And I want the list to grow, because if the bigger the list, the bigger your wealth, the bigger your impact, the bigger your...
The list is the key, I think, because you can't disseminate information if you don't have people to send it out to.
Yeah, so Beth, since you're a Pinterest wizard, I'm sure you have a point of view about this.
Well, I do. I'm a Pinterest wizard, but I am also of the same mindset with my clients. I tell them that if you really want to grow your business, you grow your email list. And so now when I build sites for people and make recommendations for people with their sites, I tell them to put the largest, most obnoxious opt-in form that they can put up with on the top of their sites. And if you look at mine, on BethHayden.com, the whole top of my site is a giant opt-in form where people can sign up for a Pinterest marketing guide. And that thing converts like crazy. And yes, it's obnoxious, but what I tell people is, like, as much as you can stomach it, and I know that it's difficult to be very commercial right across the top of your site like that. People sometimes have a hard time with it. But I'm absolutely of the same mindset, Nancy. I was agreeing and nodding with everything you were saying.
Oh, very good.
Do you like pop-ups for the sign-up?
I don't. I'd rather see you put a real big opt-in form across the top of your site that's built into your site. I've had, and I know pop-ups are tricky because they do work, and yet they rub people the wrong way consistently.
They annoy me terribly.
Yeah,
but,
they rub me the wrong way as well. And so if you can do it and somehow more build it into the design of your site instead of putting a pop-up in front of people, you know, and that's why I'm a fan of the really big opt-in form that's more built into your site rather than something that's popping up that they have to close, you know.
Great.
Well, and I'll just say, I have a pop-up on my site, and you can see it at authenticvisibility.com. And I know it's intrusive, but I think it's pretty. And I keep track, and this is something that all of you who want to grow your list should take into consideration. Don't laugh, but every single day I take note of how many folks have added to my list. I've got my eye on my list every single day.
Yep.
And I will tell you that there's a couple hundred people that have come on my list in the last 30 days just because of that pop-up on my homepage. 100 people. So it's not world peace or anything like that. The primary way that people tend to find me is through wonderful calls like the one we're now doing, where Beth has introduced me to her tribe to help, and hundreds of people have come on over to get to know, like, and hopefully trust me to be of service to them in the ways that we're helping right now. So I'll get hundreds and hundreds of opt-ins when I'm hosted for a call, but I will happily have a couple hundred opt-ins come into me organically because people want that quiz that helps them figure out how ready they are to get ready, known, and paid. And I keep track of which kinds of opt-ins tend to work the best, and I keep on tinkering until I get it right. And it's always on the path to mastery that we go. But I will tell you, and this is just true transparency, roughly a year ago, I think I had 3,300 people on my list. And now there's over 10,000 people around the world who have raised their hand to say they're interested in what I have to offer. And they say that if you have at least 10,000 names on your list of people who have volunteered to say, yes, I'm interested in that, at one point or another, folks will do business with you, and it could amount to as much as $10,000 a month in revenue. And that's pretty intoxicating in terms of results for list building. So if you have been thinking about what's the big wow about list building, that would be the big wow about list building. So I want to, we still have more time. Would you like to do some more bio makeovers?
Yes,
okay. So I'm going to just see who else is feeling brave, and I'm going to call on someone whose name, the name in the box says Banta Raymond. Can you say hello to us?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Lucy.
What's your name, I'm sorry?
Lucy.
Lucy. Do you have a website?
Yes, I actually am the administrator for Moving Mavens, MOVINGMAVINS.com.
Okay.
And we're getting ready to do a new site for her, and I know her About Us page is too much about herself.
Okay.
We want to change it so that it's...
Can I ask a really silly question? And I don't know. I'm usually pretty good with spelling. But Maven, isn't it spelled with an E?
It is, but when she signed up for that, you know, to get her domain name, that was already taken.
Oh.
And Mavens with an I is an alternative spelling.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Lucy. Changing the way families change their lives. Transition and relocation experts. Moving Mavens can help. It's hard to change the way you live, especially when illness or age seems to make the change for you. You need someone who can do the hard work and still treat you with compassion and respect. Moving Mavens, a senior move management company located in New Jersey, can help. Moving Maven's expertise guides you through the logistics of transition and relocation, especially when moving aging parents. The loving care and support from our Mavens help alleviate much of the stress associated with moving a senior family member. Well, we know who it is. We know the who, the how, and the wow. I'm guessing that there's a lot of wow because these are people that require very special care. So one thing I'm noticing is I'm looking for testimonials.
They're not there yet.
And so I want some.
Okay. They're coming. They have a very hard time when, you know, most of our clients are in their 80s or whatever and don't always, you know, have the wherewithal to follow through on that.
Do they have their sandwich generation children to speak on their behalf?
Yes, we're going after them to get some testimonials for the launch of the new site.
Okay. Well, I think that would be powerful proof. So I'm just reading about Susan Devaney is the founder, a senior move management company. She began Moving Mavens in April 2007 with the aim of helping families navigate through changes. She's a bachelor's degree. She's an active member. She's got all kinds of professional designations, which are meaningful in the moving industry and in the real estate industry and in the community. What I don't see in this that I think would make her story even more compelling is I'm kind of wondering is if she was compelled to start this company because she had her own personal story of caring for an aging parent and she wanted to have a way to help others make that process more manageable or less cumbersome or feel like, is there a story there that she's not telling us that would be relevant? Because I'm kind of wondering why she chose to do this kind of work.
I don't think she has a personal where she's had to do it with her own mom or dad, but she's always just been very attached to the elderly population.
I'm sure that there's a story there that she's not telling.
Okay,
she has
then we got
a bachelor's degree in political science and community planning with this emphasis in gerontology. She's covered aging issues on a national level as a reporter on Capitol Hill and now specializes in these same concerns one family at a time. It would be so much, you know, that's very impressive. And her own personal journey caring for her own aging family members makes this business especially personal. Even adding that little teensy-weensy bit of personality in there, I think would be a very good thing.
Okay.
She's got a lot of credentials. National perspective. Yeah, okay.
Should those be on a separate page?
The credentials?
The credentials.
No, I don't think so. But I know the Certified Relocation and Transition Specialist is a very specialized designation, and there's only a few people worldwide that have gone through the steps to achieve it. And when I see all of these contributions, the big idea that I take away, and it could be a copy point that's added, is that Susan Devaney has got a lifelong commitment to learning and mastery and stops at nothing to associate with best in practice in every aspect of her interest to bring value to her clients and the people they love. That's how you can make all these professional designations more relevant and real and personal to the service that she provides. Just a simple copy point like that.
Okay.
A lifelong pattern of, you know, mastery of her profession to bring the very best to her clients, which they absolutely deserve and expect, especially in exchange for what I'm sure is a meaningful investment to get what it is. Also,
okay,
it might be nice if there was a stunning result or some kind of a statement of philosophy. You know, my husband is a financial planner, and at the top of his story it says, people hire me for my head, pay me for my heart, and trust me most when I use both.
Oh, that's great.
And it's like, wow, what a nice guy. I want to read more. So if she's fiercely committed to making the transition to a new home faster, easier, and loving, for every senior in the situation of having to make the transition, then she should say that. you know, and does she have, does the whole team have some kind of uncanny ability to bridge the generations to create an outcome that has everybody breathing a huge sigh of relief? That might be nice, too.
Okay.
What other questions do you have?
That's really great advice, and I think that'll be easy to tweak.
Good. Well, I'm so glad you came to the call.
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. So now what I'm doing is I'm going to try to go back to Beth, are you there? Because I seem to.
I am, yes.
Because you know what I did? I seem to have, here we are. So I have a couple of slides that I kind of wanted to talk about. We'll just take a little breather here. And sometimes people in their bios feel the need to say everything they've ever done in their whole life, even though they're on their fourth career, and the things that they used to do maybe aren't as relevant today as they might have been a couple of careers ago. And if that is your situation, remember what your objective is, and then put all the content on your story through that filter of how relevant is this? And if it isn't, leave it out. Because if it doesn't serve your objective, it's not going to, it's just taking up space. And I just want to let that, because in today's ADD world, brevity is beautiful. People want to get to the meat of the matter quickly. We talked about what can happen and why does this matter? People say to me, why is this bio thing, why does it matter anyway? Well, again, my husband, the financial planner, he hired a new financial planner to join his team. And financial planners are good with numbers, but not so good with words. And he says to her, you have 1 hour to fill out client attracting template number 3 in Bye Bye Boring Bio to tell your story, and we're putting it on the web. And she's groaning. Right?
Wow.
But she fills out the thing. They put it up on the website, and 2 weeks later, the client has the opportunity to read about the team. They read about Steve, my husband. They read about Amy. They send an email to Steve and say, love your firm, love what it's all about. I read about both you and Amy on the site, and Amy's the one that I want. Just like that. Amy was good enough to say that she had been through the process of putting her college-age kids through college, her teenagers through college, and the client that was reading about her story was just at that point in their life where they were trying to do that too. So they wanted to work with someone who'd been there, done that, got the T-shirt. So they hired Amy for $2,500 to get some help, and that started a whole new relationship within days of her website bio being posted on the site. So that's a pretty good outcome for somebody who was just new to the team. Fill out a template, put it up on the website, and rock and roll, we're making money. Isn't that a great outcome?
Fantastic, yeah.
So another client of mine wants to be a routinely well-compensated speaker who gets booked regularly. And he shared with me his 3-page everything he'd ever spoken about, written about, or done in his whole life. And I said, how about if we turn this 3-page manifesto into 1 page of really compelling wow, where we lead with the subject that you love to speak about, what the audience gets to win, and why you're the best available athlete to deliver the magic. Would you be all right with that? He said, sure. 2 weeks later, a 5-figure speaking gig.
Wow.
That's why this matters. And this example that I absolutely love, people listen to my telecalls all the time and say, yeah, that really makes sense, or I really believe in all that, or yes, I agree. But then maybe life gets in the way and they forget to take action. Does that resonate with anybody?
Mm-hmm.
So this client calls me and says, I've heard your call so many times, I've been meaning to get ready, but now I'm really, I have what I call a bio emergency because Microsoft wants to see a proposal from me tomorrow for a 6-figure seeking gig, and my bio needs triage. Can you help me?
Wow.
And it was one of those blah, 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 boring bios, boilerplate, nothing special about it. And so just like with Trudy earlier in the call, I took what she had, not that Trudy's bio was bad because it wasn't, it was actually quite good. But when you can have someone look at your story and put a fresh face on it and really showcase the stunning results in a way that maybe you couldn't have organized it yourself, all of a sudden your confidence grows. You start to feel a whole lot better, and you're able to show up for that opportunity with a level of confidence that you didn't even know you had. And in the case of this particular client, it was less than 24 hours later she was making her presentation to Microsoft with her newfound confidence and a great story that she could stand in and on, and she got the six-figure contract. So we're talking about getting seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated, and having that priceless psychic benefit of feeling really good about who you are and what you're here to do. And I just think that in a brand new year, this is what everybody should be having. So what I want everybody to do is to consider, what if the perfect decision maker landed on your About Me page right this very minute? Or a meeting planner landed on your site? Or an influential reporter called and decided to interview you? What would it feel like if you were ready to respond to every opportunity like a pro with a message you love to share that turns the right heads every time? There'd be no more 11th-hour scramble, no more message point SOS, no more dropping any high-priority balls to catch the one you weren't expecting, no more bio emergencies. What you would have instead is more success with greater ease. You would make a great name for yourself. You would pave a path to a winning reputation as an expert who can be counted on. You'd get invited back. Opportunity is going to be calling your name, and you're ready for anything and have a wait list of clients who can't wait to work with you. Wouldn't that just be great? But I know from working with clients around the world that reality can really bite, and that's why I'm here. I have created the what was called the number one best resource for solving the bad, boring bio problem and turning it into an opportunity. On stage at Christian Michelson's live event in San Diego last weekend. Oh, my gosh, what a wonderful endorsement. But I have created this powerful bundle that allows you to both prepare and share your story so that you will never have a doubt about how fabulous you are and how fabulous you are received everywhere you go, online or off. So for those of you who have an interest in taking a look at this product and making the wise choice to invest in it for the wise and meaningful and modest price of $197, I would so love for you to go to authenticvisibility.com/betterbionowBH. And the BH stands for Beth Hayden. So Beth, if you wouldn't mind copying that and pasting it into the Facebook page, this is where you can go to read about everything included that will help you stop wasting time with that blank sheet of paper, with that blank look on your face, and instead turn your background and experience into something that will really change the game for you in days or weeks and not months. So I want you to take a look at that. When you do this, here's the benefit. I do these, in addition to all the benefits I've already spoken about, I do these calls, these BioDoc is in sessions at least once a month. And you always get to go to the front of the line to get help. You can raise your hand. I'll look at your bio live and in the moment. And if I can showcase it and make it better right there on the spot, I absolutely will. And I'll invite people who are on the call to check you out so they can do business with you as well. I know there are hundreds of people on this call that have learned about all the folks that have been showcased already, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of folks are going to be welcoming clients and opt-ins and sales because they got this wonderful visibility opportunity. So if you want help from the BioDoc for your $197 investment, you can come to any BioDoc as in call all this year and know that you will have help without breaking the bank. Isn't that exciting? So another thing I would say is that, as earlier I said, that folks get to know, like, and trust me by seeing me in action, and invariably people say, but now I want to broadcast your brilliance and get known to get paid. Is there another way we might play? And absolutely there is. I have a private mentoring program where I work one-on-one with clients over a six-month window of time where we help you get ready, known, and paid with messaging magic in all the ways that you need it, so that you can broadcast your brilliance in all the ways that you need to see those results show up in your brand, your reputation, and your balance sheet. And I would so love to have the opportunity to work with you if that is a perfect fit. You can go to the site on the private mentoring program link. There's a short application required, and we have a chat to see if that's something that you need and are, in fact, prepared to invest time and effort to work with me to get the mission accomplished. So I would love the opportunity to work with you. So, Beth, do you have some comments or things that you'd like to share?
Real quickly, I want to repeat that URL because I've had a couple requests for it. So it's authenticvisibility.com/betterbionowBH, and the BH is for me, for Beth Hayden. And I want to tell everybody that I've known you, it's only been, I guess, a couple of months now, Nancy, but I've been incredibly impressed with your work and what you've done with people and the transformations that you can do with people and the results that you're getting for people. So that's my very short little testimonial, but I think that it would definitely be an incredible investment for folks. So that's really all I wanted to add.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just typed that link into the Facebook page, and now if you're game, I have more time to do some bio makeover. Shall we continue?
I'm okay with that, yep.
Yeah, I'm okay. We still have lots of folks on the webcast, and so I'm just going to see if anybody's asking any questions there. And I'm just looking at these questions. Peak Performance Consulting. Peter Neufeldt is on the line on the webcast, and so I met him over the weekend at Christian Michelson's live event, and so I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. And I'm going to go there, and I'm also going to put that website in the window so everybody's here on the call can see it. And I'm doing that now. So, hi, Peter, Peak Performance Consulting, Business and Management Consulting and Coaching. And it says here, home, who we are, contact us. Your potential is like a continent unexplored, waiting to be realized. And what I see on the home page is that there's a focus on leadership, talent management, coaching for success, and learning tools. And all four of these have a nice big arrow that points us to more details and a free assessment of some type. And I'm noticing that there are four very distinct calls to action. More details for a free leadership assessment tool, more details for a free coaching assessment tool for coaching. Oh, my goodness. So, Beth, I don't know if you're watching, but my point of view is that there's too many choices, and if with too many choices, I'm not going to choose any.
Yes, I have the same head on it. I feel the same way.
And so I would invite you, Peter, to decide which of the four things that you do now consumes or controls the greatest revenue slice pie, and could you lead there? Because if you give them four choices, my fear is they won't do anything. And I'm worried about that. So it says leadership, talent management, coaching for success, and learning tools. So I'm clicking on who we are, and now I'm reading about you. Earlier in the call, I mentioned that when you have Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as choices, and you also want people to click on those other four choices, that's seven choices. Too many choices. I want you to focus and take off the social media links and give those links to folks once you've gotten their email address and not before. Because, Beth, let me ask you, I mean, you're on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually get clients right away because you're posting on Pinterest? Or is it more of a relationship-building tool?
It's definitely relationship-building, and that's true for me of Pinterest, of Twitter, and of Facebook, which are my three main social media tools that I use. And what I do is primarily drive people to my website and get them on my mailing list so that I can start building a relationship with them. So it's more of a way to get them in the door rather than someone saying, oh, I just saw you on Pinterest, and now I'm ready to sign up for a consulting package with you.
Yeah, because most people aren't ready to do that right out of the box, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's true for most services businesses out there. Perhaps for product businesses, like we were looking at Nina Forrest's gorgeous jewelry, you know, for something like that, it might be a little bit more likely that they do an impulse buy off of Pinterest. But for services, what I always, you know, like to get people to do is get them on my mailing list, and that's true for my services clients as well.
Right. Yeah, yep. So you and I are completely aligned in this.
Yep.
So, Peter, looking at your site, it says here that you're president of the company, that you have a master's degree in social work, and you've worked in various public sector management and human resource positions, has owned several businesses in Regina, and has provided corporate and personal consulting services to local, national, and international organizations through its consulting business since 1991. What the company is a management consulting and training firm that has successfully assisted organizations in these areas. What you're committed to is helping Canadian corporations and individuals achieve significant and sustained improvement in performance. The firm's consulting, coaching, and training practice includes these kinds of things. So I'm just going to suggest to you that there's some generic language here that doesn't actually have my heart palpitating. And I think that the more specific you can be, the better. I heard Liz Goodgold say, specifics are terrific, so let's name them. So I'm not necessarily sure that the master in social work is the primary driver for people to engage with you. I think that yours is since 1991 rather, peak performance consulting has affected profound and powerful transformation in organizations that once were struggling in these areas and now are soaring. If you're able to be specific about the names of some of the organizations you've been privileged to serve, it would be a way to help people know that they're Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 100 companies, or some kind of company that they could actually identify with that would be similar to the one that they have that needs help. When you say things like assisting organizations, helping organizations, developing team cultures, coaching people, these are all kind of like how the watch works, but they're not the result that happens. So what I'm looking for is, as a direct result of the insightful and strategic perspective that Peak Performance Consulting brings to every assignment, this is what happened. And then I'd love to see what people say because of it. Because right now, it sounds kind of academic. You provided services consulting to organizations such as Access, CAA, Cargill Animal Nutrition, Great West Life Insurance, Health Canada. So if these companies have actually worked with you visually, and you're a web designer, Beth, wouldn't it be fun if there were actual logos of these companies so that, you know, it could be graphically, visually interesting?
Definitely. Either company logos or pictures of the people that perhaps you can get testimonials from, you know, definitely more of a human face to it.
Yeah. So, and is there, you know, I'm wondering, Peter, there's nothing about you personally in any of this. Was there some moment in time when, you know, I see all this beautiful landscape about climbing mountains and being at the top of them. So I'm wondering if, you know, I'm reminded of someone I work with who is a CPA, and she said she just loved the order and majesty of a well-organized balance sheet, but she really loved to be at the top of the mountain to see the bigger view, to put it all together so that it made complete and total sense. And so, you know, there are those green eye shade kind of people, and there are those people that can see the bigger perspective. And the fact that you have an image of someone on the top of a mountaintop with a magnificent view, that's peak performance. That's what peak performance is, being able to scale mountains and achieve important goals. But I'm wondering, you know, how your path to do this kind of work took shape in the first place, and what drove you to create it and build it and lead it, and what gives you the greatest satisfaction in making impact in these kinds of ways, because then we can get to know you. Also, I see no photo of you anywhere here, so I don't know what you look like. I don't know, you know, some people want to know who they're going to be dealing with, and so you're not making it super easy for me to find out. So I'm just going to go over to see if I know, Peter, that was a little bit of tough love, but I'm trying to be helpful. And I would be interested to hear what you have to say. Someone's asking, so a bio about us is not really a total bio about us personally, but a bio of our solutions, accolades, and calls to action. Well, Lynn, I think a bio that attracts clients has to let people know that what we can do for them is the primary reason that they're going to say yes to us in the first place. So let's talk about the results, and then let's prove why we're the best available talent to bring about the transformation. That's a match made in heaven. I think that in today's day and age, people need to get to that know-like-trust place in order to feel really great about who we're doing business with, and results are the ultimate equalizer. Let's see.
Nancy, I do have one question coming in from the web, from Facebook. Tamara has a question. She says, Nancy and Beth, is it better to use first person or third person on one's about page? And it sounds like she's specifically talking about the about page. And then how about for one's home page? I have third person language on my home page and first person on my about page. What do you think?
Okay, I have an answer for that. If media attention and getting introduced as a speaker are important in your business, I want the information to be in the third person, because then when the meeting host or the TV host or the teleseminar host is asking for your bio, they can read it in the third person and be setting the stage for you to do a great job without having to re-edit the tense from first to third person.
Mm-hmm. Great point. I hadn't thought of that.
It's really, really important. And if you think the producer has time to do that for you, they don't. And if they stumble and bumble and it doesn't work to your expert advantage, that's a tragedy. So if media and speaking is important to you, I want it to be in the third person. And if you go to my about page on my site, you'll notice that I have a 5-word bio, a 50-word bio, a 100-word bio. I have been asked by meeting planners and TV stations for just about everything you could ever imagine, because I must have done 200 interviews in the last couple of years. I've done a lot of interviews. And every time someone's asked me for something different, I've made it something that I'm proud of, that I'm proud to post on the web, because 24/7, anyone, anywhere in the world can go and get my bio, and I know that it's going to be accurate, correct, and set the stage for me to do a great job wherever it is I'm invited to contribute. And that's what I mean about being a Boy Scout or a poster child for readiness, because right now maybe you're somewhere just starting out and you don't have people calling you left and right to say, will you please speak, will you please do this, will you please do that. But if you're 100% committed to your success and you set the stage for those opportunities to show up, believe me, that's going to be your reality, because that's what's happened for me. Just this week, I can't tell you how many invitations I've gotten to speak and to contribute and to do and be and whatever. And if I had to stop everything I was doing to go get that bio figured out, I'd be dropping a lot of high priority balls to catch the one I wasn't expecting. And that's why I want you to get ready now. Pretend like Oprah's going to call you next week and act as if you're good enough for Oprah today. And pretty soon, you'll be there. It might not happen immediately. So regarding the first person, in some helping professions, on the home page or wherever you feel it's appropriate, first person is okay. It's okay. What do you think, Beth?
Well, I had never really thought about it. It's something that I struggle with, honestly, in telling my clients and advising them on what to do. But I had never thought about doing it in third person so that somebody could copy and paste it and grab it quickly for an interview. Because now you know why. Yeah, now I know, and that makes perfect sense. So honestly, I think for most people, they would probably want to use third person. Now I can see maybe if you're a therapist and you want to make up more personal connection and media and interviews and speaking isn't your thing, then maybe put it into first person. But that seems like very sage advice to me.
Well, thanks. I just got this lovely email from Alina Wheeler. She says, you're a superior facilitator, quick-thinking bio doc, and wonderful speaker. Wow. Isn't that so nice? Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
She designs brand identity. She's a brand atlas co-author. and I'm looking for her website on this email, and I think it must be alinawheeler.com, alinawheeler.com. So I'll tell you what, everybody, I know we've been talking a long time, and I don't want to overstay my welcome. I know we still have lots and lots of folks on the phone, and we have lots and lots of folks on the webcast. And so here's what I'm going to do, which I hope you're going to be really excited about. On December 13th, I was invited to give a talk that goes into detail about how to write a better bio for the eWomen Network Telesuccess Institute. And they told me that the talk was so solid that they've decided to gift it to 28,000 members of eWomen Network, and they're going to gift it to them on the 21st of January instead of requiring the normal $9.95 investment. Well, because they've decided to gift it to all their members, I'm going to gift it to you. So when you get the replay for this BioDoc call where you've heard all these bio makeovers for people that have been brave enough to ask for help, I'm also going to be gifting you that call that you can listen at your 24/7 convenience to go deep and learn my five-step system of how to prepare and share your story to prosper in the spotlight, and go a little bit deeper to see some bio transformations that are on paper, which will be especially useful for people who learn best by reading instead of listening. I know I'm slightly introverted, and a lot of the folks that I serve are somewhat introverted spotlight seekers on a mission to make a big difference in the world. And so I like to try to make it easy for people to learn in the styles that's best for them. So I'm going to be sharing that with you when you get the replay, and I definitely want you to go ahead and listen to it and watch it. And if you think I'm a good facilitator and a good bio makeover artist, and you think other people in your world need this now more than ever, my fondest hope and request is that you would see fit to share it with 10 people you know who can benefit, because we all want more clients, of course, but I'm trying to make a difference by making boring bios a thing of the past for everyone who's on a mission to do great things. And if you would do me the honor of sharing that audio with people everywhere around the world that you know that could benefit, I'll make a bigger impact, not only in helping boring bios go away, but guiding people to broadcast their brilliance, and also to get known, to get paid through the various programs that I offer that bring about that impact and that result in a way that makes everybody have cause for celebration. So again, I want to repeat the web link where you can go to treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, and it would be authenticvisibility.com/BetterBioNowBH. That will take you to the sales page. You'll make a $197 investment that will pay off powerfully with the confidence and the better messaging that you need to stand out and shine in this new marketplace, where having a great first impression on your website really can pack a punch for your prosperity, your confidence, your results, and bringing and attracting more perfect clients that you can't wait to serve to your internet front door. So, Beth, I just want to say thank you so much for hosting me and bringing so many fabulous people to this call. And thank you, all of you who've tuned in live, to enjoy it. And do you have anything more that you'd like to say before we sign off, Beth?
I don't, Nancy, other than I just learned a ton, and I bet my tribe did as well. I've been taking notes the whole hour and, hour and 45 minutes we've been on the call. And thank you so much. It's been incredibly helpful. So I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. And I'm going to make one other request, which I call this psychic compensation. If you have enjoyed this call and are on the Facebook page, would you do me the honor of posting a comment, a quote, a sassy soundbite that says what big aha you learned and what you're going to do about it, or some lovely comment you'd like to make about how useful this was, because it'll show up on the Facebook page with hopefully your name attached to it, and I'll be able to say thank you, and I'll feel great. I'll feel psychically rewarded, and it'll make me super happy just for having spent the time with you. So I would be so honored if you would do that.
Oh, I love that idea, Nancy. That's fabulous.
And then I always like to say, it's your story. Tell it well. And if you can't do it on your own, remember to bring in the reinforcements, because every day is a chance for each of us to be important. Let today be that day for you. I see you, I hear you, I celebrate you, and I want you to be compensated. Let's make 2013 the best ever. So with that, I guess we'll say farewell for now, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks again, Nancy. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.